These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 17th. Joining us today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, the markets were closed today. It was the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but you might talk about some of the things we'll be monitoring as we set up the week here.
Interesting week last week. Good examples of soy market, kind of an up and down market. The WASDE report kind of had the markets frozen for a few days in front of it. It came out and the beans kind of liked the report. That was not it was a little bit friendly, and they jumped up 20, and then they put rain in the forecast in South America, and they took it and they gave it all back the next day, and then the lower the next day. So just kind of the market congesting it in the last week. They talked about rain all last week. So tonight when the markets reopen at 7, we'll see if their rain was dialed in, if they got as much as they needed, whatever. So we'll find out tonight on the reopened here in about 6 hours. But yeah, the key fundamental going in the next week and through the end of January is South American weather, how much it's impacting the production out of South Brazil and Argentina. I already saw a number this morning, and they got Brazil's production down to 133, one of the estimators. That's as low as I've seen. So that's a big deal. We didn't have, we had okay crops in the U.S., but not enough to replenish the supplies. We needed a good crop out of South America. We're not starting that way. Plus, because El Nino has impacted South America, you got to wonder if it's going to move north and do the same to the U.S. farmers when they start planting here in April. So something to keep in mind, but South America weather is the key fundamental going forward. Also, though, inflation is a big deal. Inflation, as we all know, is up about a 40-year high. All you got to do is fill up your car with gas or go to the grocery store and you see what inflation's done to our prices. It should be a positive for the ag prices, though, because it pushes things up. And the funds see that, and they're buying grains because of that to even out their portfolio against heavy stock weight. So that's another one thing to look at. The second thing. Thirdly is the Dow Jones. Dow Jones has done extremely well, just under 36,000, only 1,000 points off the all-time high. Pretty remarkable considering the resurgence of COVID through the Omicron variant. But at the same time, I think the stock market likes the fact that a lot of people are vaccinated now. It's far different than 18 months ago. And so the people are getting this disease. It's not serious. Plus, the disease isn't as serious anyway as the previous Delta. So I think that the market likes the fact that we're better prepared for this, and that's why it's really gone up through this thing. But we will closely monitor and see. A lot of people feel that this Omicron is going to spike out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. That would be great for the economy, the Dow Jones and the economy. We'll see if that pans out. Another thing is interest rates are supposed to go up here in the first quarter, maybe more than they think. Fed's worried about the economy heating up too much. So we'll see how that, what the Fed does and how that impacts the stock market going forward. Finally, the exports are always a big factor going forward. The corn market is still my favorite going into 2022. Usage is stellar. Domestically, the ethanol demand is sky high, and that's helping corn. Export-wise, U.S. corn is still the cheapest in the world. When the exports start flowing, they're going to be, people will come to us as we're the best price. So supply-wise, the corn is also in a good position because the high fertilizer cost could be less acreage this year. Plus, look what's happened to South America with the dryness down there. That's cutting their production. That's friendly to the market. And possibly issues with dryness here in this country in 3 or 4 months. Corn likes all that scenario, and I think will be the strongest hand fundamentally going into the first quarter of 2022. Meat-wise, we finished on a strong high point on Friday, $3 up on the hogs. Not sure really why. I know cash is a little better. Some of the weights are down. Slaughter's down a little bit. Market just, I think, probably got too cheap. They may be finally dialed in this lack of Chinese imports that we've been dealing with for a long time. And if that coupled with maybe the possibility that the COVID is going to spike itself out in the next 2 or 3 weeks means more demand for pork. And that could take the pork market higher here in the, between now and the end of January. Same thing with the cattle. cattle market was up a little bit on Friday, almost a dollar higher. Cattle is still the strongest hand. It's only about $2-3 off the highs. If this COVID thing slacks, spikes out and we get more people going to work, we get better demand for beef, then I see the cattle also going back up to its highs by the end of this month.
Bill, always great stuff. How can our listeners get some more information about your newsletter that comes out every couple weeks?
WMore at pricegroup.com. I did put a letter out here last week. Send me an email. I'll put you on a list. It's a complimentary letter. 630-947-5176 is my cell. The company website, www.pricegroup.com. Check out the bios and Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been at Price a long time. Be glad to help you out. And also, I will be exhibiting at the National Farm Machinery Show next month in Louisville.
Bill Moore can be reached by calling 630-947-5176. We'll quickly recap the settlements from Friday after this short break.
Welcome to January and 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecast and driving conditions along the complete route you plan to take. Allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Be prepared with a winter survival kit in your car. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. And check road conditions across Iowa by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn up 7 3/4 at $5.97 1/4. July corn up 5 3/4 at $5.93 1/2. March soybeans down 7.5 cents at $13.69 3/4. May 22 soybeans down 7 3/4 at $13.79 1/2. April live cattle up 115 at $142.12. Feeder cattle for April down 12 cents at $170.35. For the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett.